I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your turn to cause trouble. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All right, 102 on the Fan. What's going on, everybody? Aaron Rodgers. He's coming. He's coming. He's going to be a Jet. Even more confident after the stuff from Schefter over the weekend. Now, when you look at this, and I'll tell you exactly what he wrote, but or what he reported. When you look at what has to transpire for Aaron Rodgers to play on the Jets next year, there's five things that need to occur.
Okay.
Number one. He's got to decide himself that he wants to continue to play football.
Yeah.
And there's $150 million in incentives to make sure that he does. He's playing.
He's playing football.
Number two, Green Bay must be prepared to move on. And based on all the reports from Schefter, they absolutely are. Number three, Rodgers himself must be amenable to playing elsewhere. He will be. Number four, an owner must be willing to pay him $150 million in cash. Woody Johnson, you better. And then, otherwise, who? And number five, the team interested, which will be the Jets and maybe one or two others, and the Packers must agree on compensation, which will not be the ridiculous amount of first-round picks that Jet fans, for some ridiculous reason, think is going to happen. I've got people tweeting me, and I'm assuming they're Packer fans, sure, give us Sauce and a number one. All right, let me tell you, I forget about two first-round picks. Like, Aaron Rodgers, at this age, and you're doing the Packers a massive favor financially, they might get one first-round pick for Aaron Rodgers. One. So not only do I think he's coming here, unless he retired, but
ultimately one, because if it's likely to be two, but traditional and the triggers and everything else.
Yes, but not only do I think he's absolutely coming to the Jets, but number two, I don't think it's going to be for that much outside of money.
Well,
and that ain't ours, so let Woody spend it. He owes us that.
So the one thing they're talking about is the guaranteed money that gets kicked in at the beginning of the league year, which has to go into escrow, and that's easy for Woody Johnson. You're not worried about that. The other thing is the cap hit, and the cap hit is so manageable, it's not even funny. It's like $24 million a year for Aaron Rodgers, who 2 years ago was back-to-back MVP. So,
and that's because, for those who don't know, they could spread the bonus out over 4 years. That's why it was uniquely contracted, because they anticipated getting to this point.
They signed it that way on purpose. And in fact, I remember reading this last week, the last 2 years of Aaron Rodgers' deal with the Packers, which obviously transfers with a trade, they're not even supposed to be honored. Like, all right, Aaron, we know they're not void years, because sometimes they put void years in there to add years to spread out the bonus. This isn't even that. This is, all right, we're just giving you this money. We don't expect you to play these last couple of years. So whoever inherits his contract inherits that as well. So if in 3 years Aaron Rodgers still wants to play and you don't want him, it's like, all right, dude, see ya. It just kind of works for whoever wants to take him. And the team that needs him right now is the New York Jets.
Just the timing is perfect. That's something that you almost never say with the New York Jets, but the timing is frighteningly perfect.
Yes.
That's the only thing. Like, it's so perfect. That's the only thing that causes me to be a little nervous.
I hear you.
But the Jets have a gaping need at center. Under center, at quarterback. They've got a roster that is clearly ready. Like, if this was a couple of years ago, there would be no justification for this kind of move. You had no talent around Darnold. It would make no sense. He wouldn't elevate anything. Complete waste of time. This is the exact opposite. The Jets are desperate. 12 years with 13 years out of a playoff spot. I mean, you've lost 13 straight games to the Patriots. I mean, Woody Johnson, that's why I have no doubt that Woody, when it comes to it, is going to say, got it, sign off on it, let's go.
Yeah.
And Douglas will have to do the compensation with the Packers. There is no doubt in my mind that Woody will say, I'm okay with
this.
Did
you give us three reasons?
They gave you five.
Five. All right. Three of the five are happening, right?
Well, you tell me. Number one, Aaron Rodgers needs to decide that he wants to play football next season. Do you
definitely
think he does?
Definitely. Okay. 150 million reasons why.
So we're one for one. Number two, do you believe the Packers are prepared to move on some level?
Yep, Schefter told us this weekend.
Boom. Number two. So he's two for two. Number three, he's got to be okay with a different market. Do you believe that that's going to be the case?
Yes, absolutely.
So do I. Three for three. The owner's got to be willing to pay the $150 million. Yes or no?
Money.
Money, money. You can always make more money.
Yep.
And you can buy equity, something Woody Johnson needs to do. Mm-hmm. So I believe that's going to happen. Four for four. And then you've got to just agree upon the compensation. And two motivated franchises will find a way to do that.
Yeah.
So five for five.
Okay. The fifth one might be the only one that could be the hammer, only because some other team could do something else. All right, we'll give you four first-round draft picks. I doubt that, especially with the other teams that they're talking about, Miami, you know, Baltimore, I forget who the other one is. But I think the Jets.
Vegas.
Vegas, yes. I think the Jets have the most incentive to do this.
I totally agree. I do. 877-337-6666. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio here on the show. I can always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now, Teak, you've been with me for a while. Mm-hmm. I have been accused of occasionally getting a little bit too giddy unnecessarily.
About
my Jets.
Okay.
Do you believe that I am a little too optimistic here?
No, I don't, because I can't see him doing anything else. Because all that we've been saying, you know he's playing. He's not retiring. And so as long as he's playing, the team that makes the most sense is the Jets because of the talent on the Jets team. I hate this saying it because I never have believed anybody's a player away, regardless of what position that is, wide receiver, linebacker, whatever, away. But the Jets actually feel like they're a quarterback away from being really damn good.
Just like Tampa was a couple of years back. Jameis Winston had 30 INTs, five or six, which were pick sixes.
Yes.
Then Tom Brady comes, they win the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it is an oversimplification of the nuance and the complexities of football. It's almost easier to say a certain NBA team gets another co-star to pair with their current co-star. They're going to win. Football's dicier, but it does you can apply it to the Jets on some level, and it doesn't seem crazy.
No, it doesn't at all.
I know.
Because of what we watched last year.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not a lot of good quarterbacking.
It's going to happen, dude. It's going to happen. Right. It's happening. Let's get Nick in Pompton Plains. What's going on, Nick? How are you?
What's going on, guys? I'm going to tell you right now why Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet.
Go ahead.
The books in Vegas even have the Jets in the top so six true. In the 23-24 season to win a Super Bowl. They have better odds than the Giants, and the Giants have a quarterback.
Yeah.
We don't even know for sure who is going to be the Jets quarterback, and yet they still have the Jets at plus 2,500.
Well, they might like Derek Carr, to be fair, just to give you a little. I agree with you,
Let me ask you, does Derek Carr put them better than Daniel Jones and the Giants?
Yes. I'm not saying that Carr is definitely better than Jones, though statistically thus far he has been. I'm just acknowledging that the Jets have more offensive talent and defensive talent.
I could argue that one, but it's marginal.
Go ahead, Nick.
That's my point. I think Vegas knows something. The books, it's happening.
Let's play some bets, man. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Thank you.
How much we put down? Hell, this might have to be a couple dimes if we're that confident. Forget about the little small stuff. Let's go.
He's serious about that.
You know what we should do? I should collect $100 from everybody at the station. I mean, literally everybody.
And put it on?
Put it on Rodgers coming here, plus 260.
Coming here?
Yeah.
Or winning something?
No. Well, there's two sets of odds. Coming here is, I think, 260. I don't know what the numbers are Although Hoff could look it up when he's off the phone. For the Super Bowl, plus seven, I have no idea, really. Maybe that's the way to go. That would be one massive party here. You know, Spike's not going to pay for it for us.
You got to get a sponsor.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we get a sponsor, we get coffee.
Exactly.
We get no sponsor, we don't have coffee. That's the way it works here.
That's right.
You hear Boomer complaining about the snacks out there in Kansas City? Meaning really complaining about the lack of snacks here. So he was in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game with his boys, you know that. And the NFL today, the whole crew. And
looked like they were freezing.
Yeah, he was layered up. Gio was saying he was looking chubby.
Oh, yeah.
He looked fat.
I was like, Boomer is not that big.
No, Boomer's in really good shape. He did look a little, layered up.
He was layered.
A little layered
and
up.
And then some.
Yeah, but if you don't know him, you'd be like, man, Boomer put on some weight. But he really hasn't. He's still in pretty good shape. Anyway, so he was doing the show from, I think, 980 out there in Kansas City.
This morning.
In Odyssey Station.
Yep.
And he was telling Gio just how, I think he FaceTimed the guys. He's like, dude, check this out. They have all sorts of free snacks and everything. We don't have anything like that.
We're lucky
if the machines that we pay for give us what we pay for.
Go to IP one of these days. Go do a show down in Philly, which I've had to do a couple of times over the last couple of months because I had meetings and stuff and traveling down that way. Go to IP, BT. IP,
you keep raving about that. Dude, they got a setup.
It's the comforts of home.
Really?
And absolutely.
What's going on here? I mean, I'm not complaining, but I feel like we're missing a couple things here.
We're missing a
lot.
Get
some snacks.
We're missing a lot.
Let's go. Throw your weight around. You and Boomer.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. Throw your weight around.
They're going to rehab this entire building?
Yeah. Well, I don't care about the building. I just care about a floor.
Okay, they're going to rehab our entire floor?
Why not?
And then what are we going to do for the 8 months that it takes?
We have studios upstairs. We could sit in there and we can do shows.
Yeah, but then they're going to get jealous.
Well, whatever. I don't care about that. They care about us. Al's in Atlantic City. What's going on, Al? How are you?
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's happening?
Look, I'm a diehard Jets fan. And I'm driving around to work in Atlantic City. Don't get me giddy now about Aaron Rodgers, okay?
It's happening.
Don't get me all nuts.
Let's go into your favorite casino. I used to go to Harrah's a lot back in the day. And place a little something on Rodgers to come here and to win the Super Bowl. Let's go.
I mean, my guys I'm working with say, man, you're a little giddy today, man. A lot of smiling.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Hey.
So I'm just worried about the cap. I just don't want – I listened to Tiki, and I didn't notice before that the cap isn't as bad as I thought. I thought – they kept saying that $60 million thing. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's the Giants. That's the Giants. The Jets are actually in pretty rough cap situation, but it's fixable because they can restructure once they sign Quentin Williams to a deal. You know, they have ways to get around some of the issues on their cap.
Carl Lawson, save about $9 million bucks there.
Restructure.
John Franklin Myers, save a few bucks there. Corey Davis, cut him, save $8 million bucks there.
Yeah, there's
ways to do it.
There's ways for the Jets to get cap space, but it's not punitive. His contract isn't punitive on the cap because of how it's structured. So they should be all right.
By the way, I've been informed the eighth best odds the Jets currently possess, $2,500. That is worthy of a throwdown to win the Super Bowl. Mm. Why the hell not?
Exactly.
I mean, you throw down $200, you win $5,000.
The only problem is if you don't get the
quarterback, then you lose $200.
Then you're
just, or whatever you bet.
That's just a straight waste of $200.
Whatever. We're going to waste it somewhere else anyway.
That's true.
I have also been informed. Oh, I may have provided some erroneous facts here. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Our buddy Gio just texted in. Nice to know that he listens to the show. That's cool.
Excellent.
Those snacks turned out not to be free. He stole all of them.
No, he didn't.
There was an electronic checkout that Boomer ignored. Boomer, what is going on? I mean, I thought that guy was by the book.
That's awesome, though.
Boomer the thief.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Oh, at IP, you don't have to steal them. They're just out there.
All right.
Now, there's a lot of stuff you wouldn't want to eat because it's like tasty cakes. And
what's wrong with that?
I mean, just like... It's not like it's...
Well, not everybody looks like you, dude. I mean, relax.
But you gotta eat healthy. Fine. You can't just eat sugar all day.
I mean, some people do. I hear you. Wow, Boomer. Slippery hands. Okay.
Thief.
Marty's down in Maryland. He's got us up on the free Odyssey app. What's up, Marty? How you doing today?
Hey, good afternoon, Gary.
Yep.
Hey, Tiki, and love you.
Appreciate you, man.
Four Super Bowls. I'm 65 years old. And Tierney, I just want to know if you're Joe Douglas... And you're sitting there knowing you need a quarterback. Do you give Green Bay, 2 number 1 picks.
I don't think you'll have to, but I don't want to circumvent the questions. I will answer you directly. First of all, you got to understand, Marty, the short answer is yes, but it wouldn't be like, oh, here's number one, here's number one. It would be, okay, here's a singular number one, and then maybe a fourth or a third, and if he does this, that, and the other thing, it can move up to a number one. So let me give you that answer. And so first of all, that's my answer. At the end of the day, it would be yes, but not in the conventional sense. But Marty, you got to understand, Joe Douglas is a smart guy, and while Joe Douglas has drafted some transcendent players in Sauce mm-hmm. and Garrett and Quinn, but most recently some great players, he knows that he's got to protect his own behind. And if he doesn't get a quarterback, it doesn't matter how many first-round picks pop. If they don't win, he's going to be fired.
Yeah.
So he's gonna do what he's got to do.
Okay, then here's my counterpoint. You call Green Bay and get their GM on the phone. He says you can keep the 2 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Trade me Sauce Gardner.
Take a hike. Click. Not a chance in hell. Not happening. Now, there's no way I would do that, and there is no chance, Marty, under any circumstance would they even ask. Because
You don't think so?
I'll tell you why, because I think it would so negatively impact the dialogue. Like, that would be such an irresponsible ask. Mm-hmm. Joe Doug would be like, dude, you're not even serious. Goodbye. Yeah. I'm not even talking to you.
Yeah, you just
have fun spending $150 million that you don't have.
That's our all-pro that we just drafted. People had doubts about him because he played at Cincinnati.
Not
small
in
school.
Doubts.
Well, of course we didn't, but people who was his competition.
Well, the Lions did. They didn't draft. They drafted a cornerback, and they didn't take him.
That's right. So, I mean, they're lost.
Think about if the Lions had Sauce with that offense. Imagine if they had Sauce, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
But they drafted
Akuda the year before.
But they didn't draft Sauce.
Akuda, but he got hurt.
And he's not like Sauce. Sauce is one of a kind, man. He is incredible. What's this? Oh, this could be fun. No way Rodgers is coming to the Jets. Mm. Okay. Dave's in Rockville Center. What's going on, Dave?
What's up, Dave?
Hey guys. How you doing? I'm a Jets fan here, and I want to tell you why I think he's not coming. But before I do, just a quick anecdote. Do you remember the New York Bozo? New York Bozo at the line, the audible?
No, I don't remember that.
Aaron, yeah, you can look it up on YouTube. But I think it was 7-8 years ago.
Okay. Oh, when Rodgers at the line of scrimmage. Is that what you're referencing?
New York Bozo. Now, listen, he said that nobody knew what that meant.
Oh,
you know,
good.
He's
whatever.
A California guy. Not sure if he has a...
Oh, forgive it. Who cares? Come save us.
So anyway, so the thing is, I mean, you know what I'm going to tell you. I mean, the Jets are a miserable organization, dysfunctional, all of that. Rodgers is a smart guy. Why would he come to a place where quarterbacks go to die?
Okay, first of all, because he's already alive, and he's the man, and he's awesome. The guys who died here were scrubs, and they had bad coaching. He doesn't really need coaching.
Though, us,
but he does have
us,
his coach from Green Bay. Hackett.
For us, don't you think it's a more realistic aspiration for us to try to get one of the 3 quarterbacks that San Francisco doesn't need? You know, whether it's Brock Purdy, whether it's Jimmy, whatever. But somebody who is good, who will be here more than a year or two.
Yeah.
Okay. Who we can nurture, call our own. Aaron Rodgers is. I mean, the Jets can't have nice things. And
Dave,
you know, a couple of weeks ago, it was very funny, but it was true. You said you set yourself on fire on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Ninth Avenue?
Whatever.
I mean, we really need to have a sacrifice. We have to have a seance, a ceremony. We have to exercise.
I am in the middle. You see, Dave, you don't know. I am in the middle of preparation. That is already underway. I can't disclose the location. I can't disclose who's coming.
If we could fly a plane for Idzik, we can do something like that.
That's
actually,
right. That's
Rodgers,
right.
What we are willing to do.
Yeah, so, but Dave, I don't like there's a little, and he's not like a good guy, but there's a little negative energy. We can't have nice things. Mm. Why would Rodgers come here? And listen, I'll tell you this. In terms of pecking order, I want Rodgers 1. I want Derek Carr 2. I don't even really know if I want Garoppolo. I know we lump in Garoppolo because he's in a bowl.
Yeah.
Where's Jimmy Garoppolo taking us?
He looks so
Derek
like
Carr is much better.
Disengaged on the sideline, smiling, laughing, getting your ass kicked by the Philadelphia Eagles, just kind of hanging out, the hoodie on, smiling.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy G.
I think it's Rodgers. I really do.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back on the fan. Tiki, quick question for you before we get back to the phones to see what you have to say to us.
Yes.
I know he's Juno that Kellen Moore's out in Dallas, which is interesting. That's a swift
mutually
fall from grace.
Agreed to let him get fired, what it sounded like to me.
That's all nonsense. Yeah, whatever. Oh, you know, nobody can just get fired anymore.
I know,
you know
right? What I mean? Accept it. Now he's actually going to get a new job, it sounds like. Where did Bogus say?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, and I don't know exactly where he's going to land.
Chargers,
but,
I believe.
Chargers, okay. Oh, that's not a bad job to land.
No, it's a great job to land.
But if you knew this a week ago or 2 weeks ago, should the Jets have been in on Kellen Moore?
It's a good question, because Kellen Moore, I guess, is largely credited with developing Dak Prescott, but then looking at how Dak has regressed this season, you almost ask, well, was Dak good because Dak was good, or was Dak good because they had an elite run game back when Zeke Elliott led the league in rushing 2 or maybe 3 out of his first 4 years? Like, he was great. Zeke was. And the rushing offense was great. So Dak didn't have to do a lot. And then when he finally got asked, he got hurt. And he earned his contract by not being on the team. Remember? Mm-hmm. He broke his, whatever he did. He was out for the season.
That's Giants.
Exactly. But he was out for the season. And because they were so inept without him, they paid him because of how they felt he would be. And he kind of has never lived up to it. So where does the credit deserve? What has he done, basically, is, I guess, the question for Kellen Moore. I just don't know if you...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Could have trusted him to develop Zach Wilson, and for the New York Jets, whoever they bring in, from a quarterbacking standpoint, the offensive coordinator is also going to be tasked to develop Zach Wilson, and I just don't know if Kellen Moore truly has that reputation as a quarterback developer.
I don't disagree. I just want to get your opinions on that. You know, I'm of the mindset, and listen, that's why I'd like to see Eric Bieniemy get a shot. Mm-hmm. I really would. Wherever, just give the man a job.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see what he can do.
Well, it sounds like he's going to take a lateral move now.
I saw that as an OC for those who missed it.
Yeah. So lateral. No, he's not going to head coaching, because I don't even know if he's been interviewed for a head coaching job, but I know he's had a lot of.
He has. He's had a couple. Was it the Colts? Yeah, there were two that checked in on him for a head coach.
That's right. But I know there's been at least 3 or 4 for the OC.
Yes. You could always maybe go associate head coach route, and you throw a few more $1 million on the OC, whatever. But. I ask about Moore, not that I want him here, but I am a big believer in anybody, for the most part, can have success with, great players.
Yes.
But that's why Hackett is interesting to me, because what he did with Blake Bortles that 1 year.
Yeah, who wasn't a great player.
He was a scrub.
He was awful. Blake Bortles left the Jacksonville Jaguars and basically never played again.
Blake Bortles was bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Kellen Moore, I think, has a reputation as a really good play caller, even a designer. I mean, whatever that means, but a play caller, right? I think Mike LaFleur is a pretty good play caller as well.
I do, too.
But
I know that sounds weird, but I don't think you're wrong.
I keep saying this, though. Half of that job is developing a young quarterback, and that's easier said than done. You just can't just give the kid the plays, and apparently he used to grind on Zach. Zach used to grind on these plays. He'd been in... And we heard even Aaron Rodgers talking about being in the facility at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday. He's like, go home, man. The first thing they said to me when I did, because I did his first game. I did Zach's first game. The first thing that Robert Saleh and Mike LaFleur said to me was, we can't get this kid to leave the building. And they said it as like a good thing. Like, he's a gym rat. He's a film rat. He wants to be here all the time. But sometimes you got to step away. You overthink it too much. And... you got to be developed, and he just wasn't. He was failed.
And I'll take that, though, over the kid who's never there. I mean, 100%, at least he's trying to be great.
100%. But there's...
got to get out of his own way.
There's different... Exactly. There's different paths to to failing.
Yeah.
Right? Jamarcus Russell didn't give a crap.
Didn't care.
Didn't care.
Other Johnny guys, Manziel didn't care.
Didn't care. Other guys, they care a lot. They just, they get so lost in it that they, because they're too deep in it.
They paralyze themselves
yeah.
mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, hopefully that could be rectified. We'll see. Let's get to Jared, who's in Brooklyn. Jared's on the fan. What's up, Jared? How you doing?
What up, Jared?
Thank you for taking the call. So, you know, I don't know if these reports by Schefter and others are right, if Rodgers is going to come here. Like, when you look around the league, I just don't understand, and I think you guys alluded to it earlier and some other callers that mentioned it. Like, why exactly are the Jets set up so perfectly? Like, this is a average offense in the mm-hmm. NFL. You have to assume that Hall is healthy. You've got to assume that Garrett Wilson doesn't get injured. They don't really have any Pro Bowl caliber players at skill positions or the line. So if he's looking around, if Rodgers is looking around and he's like, listen, my time here is done. I'm going to scour the rest of the league for the best situation. Wouldn't Miami be a heck of a lot better? In theory, wouldn't the Raiders be better? The Jets, to me, it's fine. Like, there's a shell there. There's a shell of a team for the first time in decades that actually looks legit. But this offense, and this guy constantly, even like as recently as like week 10, was complaining about his position players. This team only has Elijah Moore and Mims and Wilson, but like the infrastructure of this team, especially at the skill position, is obviously not there. You're one injury away from him.
I'm not sure I agree with you.
No way.
A bad idea.
Mm. I hear what you're saying, and I guess theoretically you're wrong, but in actuality, I mean, in theoretically you're correct, but in actuality you're wrong. There's so much talent on this Jets offense, from Garrett Wilson, who's an all-pro, or not all-pro, but he's a pro bowler, and rookie of the year, right? I think he's been announced. Or he's one of, maybe he's a pro football
writer. Well,
the Jets
got both the offensive and the defense rookie of the year.
Yeah, and I mean, you just throw away Corey Davis, like, just Corey Davis. He's a good player, mm-hmm. Corey Davis, especially in the red zone.
You can draft the receiver, too, guys. Exactly.
I think Elijah Moore is a really good player. The tight end,
Conklin.
Has been amazing.
Yeah, the Jets finally got some tight end production this year.
And so you've got two really good running backs, and I'm obviously talking about Breece Hall and Michael Carter, but Zonovan Knight is maybe even better than both of them. Who knows?
He ain't better than Breece. Stop. Nah, he's better than Michael Carter. Mm. Michael Carter, I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
I like him, but...
Either way, my point is there's talent. There's
no
talent
question.
On the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that is really short side of the Jets.
I mean, you're gonna go to Oakland, where Darren Waller is a shell of what he was supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
where Hunter Renfrow, who was a stud for a couple of years, just kind of regressed to the mean. I guess Davante Adams is a great player. He's familiar with him from his days in Green Bay, but Josh Jacobs is a free agent. He's probably not going to resign because he's going to ask for $15-16 million. Like, I don't know if Oakland is a better spot than the Jets off skill position wise.
I don't disagree.
So... I think he's misstating that.
Listen, I agree.
I think the Jets have a ton of talent.
I agree. There's the perception of the Jets, and it all gets lumped into one big sloppy soup.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the reality of the Jets. And the reality of the Jets now is that they are a quarterback play away.
And a left tackle.
Yeah, yeah. From being as relevant as anybody outside of will give the Chiefs and will give the Bengals a little separation.
Yeah.
But they already beat Buffalo once. They could have beaten them twice if mm-hmm. C.J. Mosley doesn't jump off sides. If Mike White, that was up in Buffalo game two. If Mike White doesn't get hurt,
mm-hmm.
If you have a veteran who wanted to actually come in and play rather than Joe Flacco, who looked like he wanted to be anywhere else but a football field. I mean, the Jets, come on, man. You just have to watch the Jets. You know that they got players.
Argue about it. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, Zeke and Tierney back on the Fantasy 144 on this Monday, and we have been busy. Been a good show. You guys are doing a great job on the phones. 877-337-6666 is our number. All right, before we get back to you, Carter Roberts coming up at 2. A little update on the Empire State Building saga as well. I don't know if I'm buying it, but it's a theory. Let's get another winner from Hoff real quick, who has nailed 7 of 8. Took the Isles plus $1.45 on Friday night. All right, Hoff, what do you have, man? What do you have for us?
Well, me, what I have today, going J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. The Winnipeg Jets. Going hockey, bro. What are you talking about? -1.5, +115. Main goalie Hellebuck is in net for the Jets. They're a +27 on the season while they're facing St. Louis Blues, who is a goal differential of -27.
Mm-hmm.
Think -1.5 is easy for them. They're both on the skid, but Winnipeg at home over St. Louis Blues, -1.5 gives you +15. +115.
+115. All right there. A lot of numbers you're dissecting there. Let's just get right to the meat there. Spike doesn't like when you linger. of course, it's brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real close, real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. All right, before we get back to you, so this dropped about 16, 17 minutes or so ago. The best way to describe it, it's almost like a sizzle reel.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And it's on the Empire State account, and it says, we'll see you at the big game. So here's what's going on. They're in the middle of some Super Bowl commercial, and they just greased the skids, got a little early traction, and that doesn't negate a damn thing that we said about them, because that makes it worse, because they're selling out for bigger money than we thought they originally sold out with the, buying the... We originally thought it was through the NFL,
yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And now, and it's funny, because now they have the back page of the Post, and they have snapshots of all the different Twitter accounts, putting them on blast in the last day or so. So they are now playing the villain. We'll see you at the big game. Okay. Mm. Bigger things planned, I would imagine.
So that means that we're going to have more Philadelphia Eagle-themed lights on the Empire State Building.
That's what I take away from that. The best tweet that I saw is King Kong should have destroyed you. That's pretty good. I'm of the mindset before we get back. I know I've said that now three times. Before we get back to you. You know, the Rodgers stuff with the Jets. Listen, anything can happen. I'm on the record. I believe he'll be a New York Jet. We'll see. I feel that very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
I also really feel now, and I didn't always buy into this because it was like, I think, overly romantic, and I think was kind of missing the main ingredient. Like, they didn't really need him. I think the Niners now need Tom Brady. Jimmy G is going to be gone. Mm. They can't trust Trey Lance at this stage, not with this roster. And Purdy, he's too big of a risk. It's a great story.
Yeah.
But he's a big risk. Didn't play well against Dallas. Don't know what he would have done yesterday. I think Tom Brady to the Niners makes the most sense.
Yeah.
You see the stories over the weekend, Miami apparently not going to pursue Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was the original pursuit prior to him joining the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But it sounds like, this is just speculation by a lot of people, but it seems like there is a little bit of a UCL injury here. And so if it's not fully torn, it's probably not a big issue.
Yep.
But it could be an issue. And it's funny because we keep talking about, and this is, who wants to have a 49ers conversation, but we keep talking about how Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets will help Zach Wilson. Tom Brady playing for a year as a bridge for the 49ers, where he's always wanted to play, by the way, because he's a California guy.
He was at the game. The Clark catch. He was at the game with his mom and dad.
I know. It'd be a great bridge for Brock Purdy, who's kind of similar. Late round pick. Looked really good when he played, when he had an opportunity, and now he's going to learn something from one of the greatest ever.
It could work out. Okay. Let's get back to the phones. Let us get Phil, who's in the Bronx. What's going on, Phil?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Phil?
Well, afternoon now. So getting to with Rodgers, I really believe that he is a sharp football mind, and his last few years there, his offensive line kind of sort of fell apart. He had Bakhtiari on mm-hmm. the field.
Yeah, he was hurt all
so
the time.
The Jets offensive line, which was really one of the reasons why it was such a problem this year. They wore down. I know I called you earlier toward the end of the season about how they took the pads off early in the season, couldn't really keep in tune with the run game. I don't see him agreeing to come here knowing that they're going to have to give up draft capital to get him when he really should be in actuality. I get it to get him, but you really have to dedicate more resources to this offensive line.
They're going to. Well, first we got AVT back. You got Max Mitchell coming back. You might have Becton coming back, and you got draft picks. They're going to.
You do, but you're going to part with some of your premium picks, obviously some.
No, you're not.
Like you said, not big ones.
You're not. Not for this draft, you're not.
You're not going to part with draft picks?
Not for this draft, you're not. And they won't be premium. The only way they'll be premium, Phil, is if he reaches some sort of accomplishment here. And at that point, you gladly make the transaction. Oh, you get me to the AFC Championship game? Here's the first round pick, second round pick.
Yeah.
You get me to the Super Bowl? Here's the first round pick.
Yeah,
That's fine.
Because the reality is that he's a risky trade. It's a risky trade. It's not like, you can just accept all the risk. If you're the Jets, you can't accept all the risk because it's a somewhat risky trade. Because one, you don't know if he wants to play for more than a year. And then two, he's 39 years old. I know we, in our minds, we see Tom Brady at 45. And we're like, oh, this is normal. It's not normal to be playing football at 39 years old. It just isn't. Even if you are a quarterback. So there's a really good chance of injury or some kind of fall off. So the Jets have to protect themselves.
I don't know.
That's why these contracts, to your point, that's why they get structured that way.
Yes.
They have to protect themselves.
Yeah, I don't think this is a common thought because I don't think people look at it this way because the Jets haven't had team success yet.
Yeah.
I don't know a general manager in the city on any team that makes better trades than Joe Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not trust Joe Douglas to make the trade? I mean, any provision, any parameter, any protection that needs to be built in for his team, I promise you will be built in. He's not going to be sloppy with this. He's never sloppy with his trades. Just sometimes when he drafts the wrong quarterback, maybe. Mark is in Teaneck. What's happening, Mark?
Oh, you guys have a great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Mark.
The last couple of callers took the wind right out of my sails. BT, Tiki, what's the upside of getting a 39-year-old quarterback?
Winning a Super Bowl.
Just winning.
Yeah, but I watched this offensive line this year, and they were getting hammered. They hammered this young kid. And if Rodgers, even if they decide to give him up, and they're going to give away a lot, he's going to get tuned up. He's going to get tuned up. I know you just said that. Well, there are going to be other things coming in. They're going to bolster the offensive line. I don't see that as an upside. It's just, and then I see something else. If you guys may take umbrage with this, but if you see a guy like Mayfield, who's got quick feet, even though he's arrogant, he could fit in there. He can move a little bit.
Yeah.
Rodgers has lost some mobility. Tiki, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is also one of these quarterbacks that he sees it all before it's happening. Like Brock Purdy last night. I mean, you know you got, even though it was front side with Hassan Reddick, you know you got Hassan Reddick coming around that side. You got to get rid of the ball with some sort of urgency, and he didn't do it, and he got hurt. Aaron Rodgers knows where his danger is, and I think he knows what defenses are trying to do. So I hear what you're saying. You're right about the athleticism and the lack of mobility, but that's mitigated for a guy who's above the X's and O's like Aaron Rodgers is. It was exactly the same situation that Peyton Manning had in Denver. Peyton has never been an athlete. I mean, remember when he had that rushing touchdown where I saw it on recently on social media where he faked out the entire team. Even the camera had no clue because he never.
Talk about the one with Peyton.
Peyton.
Yeah.
Where it's like a bootleg.
Uh-huh.
And he's just kind of walking into the end zone over by to the left side by himself. He never ran.
Oh, he couldn't move at all.
And at the end of his career, he definitely never ran. But he mitigated it because he's so smart pre-snap.
Yep. It's also a bit of a false narrative to say, you know, let's be fair to the Jets offensive line. I'm going to name some teams. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Broncos, Colts, Rams, Bears, Giants, Titans, Commanders, Vikings, Cardinals, Seattle, the Eagles, the Browns, and the Bengals. All of those teams allowed more sacks than the Jets.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Yes.
And number two, the Jets would be lower on that list if Zach Wilson knew what the hell was in front of him. I mean, really, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm trying to diss the kid, but he just doesn't diagnose things.
Yeah, and he holds on to the ball.
Exactly,
and
runs backwards.
I mean, just think how many times he was like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, scrambling for his life. That was some of that was him.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely. Let's get. Oh man, how about Joe was in East Brunswick? Go ahead, Joe. How are you?
Oh, two quick points, real quick.
Yes,
Joe. Jets. Not a huge Jet fan. But you're just talking about a Band-Aid with Rodgers or Brady. Mayfield is the way to go. You see what he did with the Rams. That's enough for the Jets. That's enough for the Jets.
No, Joe.
Are you going to be excited about Baker Mayfield?
Come on, Joe.
I will be excited about Baker Mayfield. Absolutely.
But you're not a Jets fan.
Absolutely be excited.
You wouldn't be excited.
I'm a huge Giant fan, but I'm excited about Baker Mayfield coming to the Jets.
Why? So the Jets can always look up to the Giants?
No way. He's got the mobility. Rodgers hasn't done anything since 2012 as far as championships.
He won the MVP in 2021, Joe.
MVP's not the championship.
Oh, I understand. That's true. I get that, but... Come on.
And Garoppolo's another guy not to look at.
Well, what do you want?
People forget that.
Besides Baker. Why do you think Baker Mayfield?
He's a Giants fan.
Forget about that. No,
that's not that way.
No, I got you. That's petty. I'm going to give you more credit than that. Why do you think Baker's the answer?
Mayfield.
Why?
Because he's matured now. He left Cleveland. Then he went to the other team.
Joe.
And then look at what he did at the Rams. He was on fire.
He was functional.
But who would you rather have? A 26-year-old
Rodgers.
Guy that you could train? No way.
Rodgers
is a one-year deal, maybe 2 years.
I want Rodgers.
Rodgers, okay. We'll see. If you get Rodgers, you're not going to get a championship.
We're playing you guys next year. You better hope we don't get Rodgers. You're going to slice up that Giants secondary. Everybody's going to be gone. Julian's going to sign somewhere else. Okay. He's coming for you.
So you know that you said that I sound like I know football.
Yes.
This is my thing. I'm not a 49ers fan at all.
Yeah.
I wanted to see them annihilate the Eagles. So yesterday's game was a total management loss. John Lynch is a smart guy, football player from way back.
Yep.
How can you have Purdy took you for 10 games. You're on a 10-game run going into a championship 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. You're getting the fire. You think you're going somewhere. How could you have a backup who's been with 13 teams?
Yeah, Josh
How
Johnson.
How could you have that guy on the
– Yeah.
How could you have him here? Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
How could you have him draft?
I got to assume, Joe, that it was a salary cap thing. Because when you get to that point, when you're on your rookie seventh-round draft pick quarterback, and you have Jimmy G, who's making money, you have Trey Lance, who's a first-round pick, you're basically shopping in the dollar store for the backup to Purdy. So you're 100% right. They needed a better backup going into the NFC Championship game, but they just can't afford it.
No,
you got to operate within a cap system, and there's no way that they were going to be able to bring anybody in.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that. I just got a tweet from a CNN reporter. Let's see. We just learned the Empire State Building denied, this is obviously an older tweet, our request to light up the screenshot gold for childhood cancer awareness in September. I followed up with the Empire State Building to ask why, and here's there. And then he has a screenshot of the response with the actual letterhead.
Yeah.
Unless this was great, but it looks like it's legit. Thank you for your interest in becoming an Empire State Building lighting partner. We have received and evaluated your questionnaire, and after careful consideration of your proposal, unfortunately, the decision has been made to deny your request. So I want to be fair to all parties because I don't know 100% that this is true, but if it is, they denied a request to light up the building for childhood cancer awareness, which is about as important as it gets in the world, and their hands are out for NFL money or Super Bowl money, if that's the case.
Jeez. Weak.
God. T, good start to the week, brother.
Yep, see you, bro.
All right, everybody have an awesome Monday. Carton Roberts up next. They will grab it and take you all through the early evening. We're back tomorrow at 10. We got to go. Bye-bye.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.